Now, as we've been saying, the JP McManus Pro-Am competition is getting underway in Adair Manor today and runs until tomorrow. And some of the world's most famous golfers, most talented golfers, most skillful golfers have been seen out and about in Kerry over the weekend. Now, we have a post here on Ballybunion Golf Club. They said, excitement at Ballybunion this morning. Scotty Scheffler and Sam Burns arrived to tee it up on our old course, and they were pictured with our head pro, Brian O'Callaghan, and starter PJ Houlihan. So they were out in Ballybunion over the weekend, and caller was delighted to see the world number one, Scotty Scheffler, and Brown playing in Ballybunion Golf Club. It was like the old times again. Going a little down south, we go to Barrow, to Tralee Golf Club, where Justin Thomas, Jordan Spieth and Ricky Fowler played in the venue in Barrow yesterday. And I'm delighted that we're joined by two people who met these great golfers and will tell us a bit more about their encounter. We're joined by Hugh O'Farrell, who's captain of Tralee Golf Club, and the mayor of Tralee, Mikey Sheehy. Both men met Justin, Jordan and Ricky. Good morning to you both, Hugh and Mikey. What a lift for Tralee Golf Club, particularly given the fact that events like this and high-profile visits like this were put on hiatus for the last 3 years, effectively, because of the pandemic. Hugh, I'll start with you first. What does it mean for Tralee Golf Club to have golfers of this calibre playing here?
Well, first of all, it's recognition of the quality of the course that we have in Tralee Golf Club. Arnold Palmer designed the course 38 years ago, so with the excellent management committees we've had over the years and the greenkeeping staff, currently Colm Lawler and his team, we have the golf course in such a fantastic shape with development happening year on year to keep it up there with the best of the golf courses in the southwest. So this was the cherry on top of the cream to get the calibre of Jordan, Justin and Ricky to play the course yesterday.
And I have some lovely photographs that the mayor of Tralee sent to us, Mikey Sheehy, who is also on the line. Mikey, you sent us pictures of your daughter, Roisin, pictured with golfer Justin Thomas. What was the whole experience like?
I suppose just to reiterate what you just said there, obviously it was a huge honour for Tralee and Ballybunion yesterday to host some of those top names. And it's like, I suppose, not only just Tralee and Ballybunion, but it's a huge endorsement for golf in Kerry, and that you know our county is a premier golfing destination. And yeah, we were very lucky in Tralee yesterday morning, like you said. Jordan Spieth, Ricky Fowler, and Justin Thomas stopped in to play 18 holes. It was a very festive atmosphere. It was very casual. It was very relaxed. I can't really explain how engaging those three. And these guys are, you know, these guys are major winners. They're top golfers in the world. If they played in any golf tournament, they form part of the marquee groupings of that tournament. But how engaging they were with our great staff out in Tralee Golf Club, Captains Hugh and Catherine, all the way down through our incredible greenkeeper, Colm Lawler. But not only that, they engaged the opportunity with juvenile members of golf, and it was just a classy thing to see.
You're just breaking up there a little bit, Mikey, if you could just move to another spot.
Can you hear me now, Tressa?
Indeed, yeah.
Yeah, so like I said, look, not only was it an incredible experience to see those guys up close and in the flesh and just to see how well they strike the ball, but to see how down to earth they were, and just to see their engagement with the juvenile members and, you know, aspiring young golfers that we have in Tralee. And from what I've heard, Scotty Scheffler and Sam Burns were the same in Ballybunion, very engaging, couldn't give people enough time. So look, we're very honoured, we're very proud in Tralee Golf Club to have those guys. And obviously, look, the reason they're down in the southwest is because the JP McManus Pro-Am is on today and tomorrow. Huge event, huge charity event. But that's obviously a huge boost as well for golf in the southwest. And I suppose we need to remember as well, we have the Ryder Cup coming to our doorstep in 2027. Biggest golf event in the world, if you were to ask me. And that's going to be in Adair in 2027. And again, it's going to be a huge boost for Kerry in terms of tourism, golfing tourism. Like I said, we're already a premier golfing destination. So look, it's all positive. And like I said, I can't underestimate, I can't really tell you how engaging and how down to earth those guys were yesterday.
So a great thrill. Well, thanks for joining us, Mayor of Tralee, Mikey Sheehy. I know you're under pressure for time, so thanks for joining us this morning. We'll return to Hugh O'Farrell, captain of Tralee Golf Club, about the great coup, the fact that those three great golfers were playing in Tralee Golf Club yesterday. Could I ask you, Hugh, did you know that they were coming? Justin Thomas, Jordan Spieth and Ricky Fowler. Was it a complete surprise or was it something that you knew was happening and was all kept under wraps for obvious reasons?
It was kept under wraps for obvious reasons because there was contact made 2 days previous to the secretary manager to advise that potentially there was 3 to 4 players coming to Tralee Golf Club to play Tralee. But they didn't want a massive turnout. They wanted it kept very low-key. And it was kept quiet, as it were, because, from a security point of view and everything else. But in fairness, there was about 120 people, 150 people walking the course with these famous golfers. And as Mikey said, they were very generous with their time and allowing people to get autographs and selfies, etc. So it was fantastic. It ran very, very smoothly. So hopefully in the future, we'll have more famous golfers coming to the links of Tralee.
How important is golfing tourism for Kerry?
It's absolutely massive. You think of all the employment. You go to Tralee Golf Club or Ballybunion during the weekdays, you will see 7 to 8 buses outside in each course. The employment from the tour operators to the guest houses, to the hotels, the restaurants, it is absolutely massive. And when people come to Kerry to play golf, they're staying in Kerry. They're not coming in to play one course and flying out or driving away. They're playing 3 or 4 courses in Kerry. And they're staying overnight. They're having their meals. They're having their pints. They're experiencing Kerry at its best. So tourism, golf tourism in Kerry is vast.
And do you think with the return of the JP McManus Pro-Am and the return of great golfers like Scottie Scheffler and Sam Burns playing off in Ballybunion yesterday, and the golfers that were playing in Tralee yesterday, do you think that's kind of a signal that it is returning and it can only get bigger and better?
We have to look on the bright side. Everything is going to get bigger and better in the years ahead. You look at what Tom Watson did to Ballybunion years ago when he played Ballybunion before the English Open. It made Ballybunion, it put it on the map. And we would expect now to get, some tailwinds behind us now after Justin, Ricky and Jordan playing Barrow yesterday. So, they will see Tralee as a course to play before a British Open or a Scottish Open. And they all talk amongst themselves and everything else. So hopefully next year we'll get a few more over. But it's good for all the clubs in Kerry. That's the important thing. It's not just Tralee. You've got Ballybunion, Dukes. Fantastic Waterville, obviously. You've got great golf courses in Kerry, and it's something that we can work on and expand the whole tourism side of the golfing market.
And Tralee Golf Course is ranked by Golf Week as one of the best in the top 50 modern courses in Britain and Ireland. So it's not just that they're deigning to come to Kerry to play golf. It's actually they're thrilled by the prospect to play in world class golf courses such as Tralee, such as Ballybunion.
Correct, and that's what I said. When Arnold Palmer designed Barrow Golf Club 38 years ago, we've come a long way since the early days. And in fairness, every year on year for the last number of years, we've been developing, slightly altering some holes, changing the moundings to make each hole really a standalone golf hole. And that's reflected now in our ranking and also in these three top golfers coming over to play our course.
Well, look, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
I just say one thing before we go?
Yes, you.
We have the captain, Lady Captain Catherine McCarthy and myself, we have our Captain's Charity Day on the 13th of August.
Mm-hmm.
And this year we're doing 4 charities: Recovery Haven, Jigsaw, Guide Dogs and Palace of Care. So if anyone is interested in putting their name on the timesheet, just look up the Tralee website under the booking and you'll see it there. The 13th of August is the date.
Well, best of luck with that. Thank you. And thank you, Hugh, for joining us.
And thank you very much.